In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. One of the manifestations that the Lord foretold us about it, that is to happen in the last days, that because of lowliness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. وبسبب كثرة الاسم تبرد محبة الكثيرين. So one of the things that by which we will know that we are close, we are near to the end, when we'll see that the love is growing cold in the heart of everyone. Of course, there are many reasons for why this might happen. We will be speaking about some of these reasons, so we will be able to guard ourselves against this. It's a sign of death that somebody is cold. It's one of the things even the doctors say, that this person is dead when they touch him and they find his temperature is matching the temperature of the atmosphere around him. So we have to be very careful, lest the love of God inside our hearts will grow cold, and then we will be counted among the dead people. The first reason that the Lord told us about it, actually, in the same verse, how this love might grow cold, is when we abide in sin. When we live in sin, we do not want to repent. When we find it even like speaking about sin is something making fun. The people now speaking about sin and breaking commandment as if this is something funny. It is very easy and very common that people were like, go and watch things which is unlawful. And they see things should not be seen and present fornications to the people as if something, this is part of the art. It's very now common that we see that people living, a man and woman living, maybe not in marriage, and they do not call it even sin. We find people finding it's very easy to break the commandment, living their lives just abiding in sin, cursing without limits, lying to everybody, and then even they do not even feel like they need to rebuke themselves. Husbands go and betray and cheat on their wives, and the same on the other hand, and even the people do not feel like something is going wrong. People are addicting many of these substances that we know and now we are aware about, and even they do not feel that something needs to be corrected. What is this except abiding in sin, living a life of lawlessness? What do we expect after this? Of course, our love to God will grow cold. Another reason why love might grow cold is when we avoid correction. When I am wise in my own eye, I do not need anybody to consult with. I feel like I am content in my understanding. I don't have a father of confession. I do not need him. Even I do not accept correction from the people who care about me. I live in my own life as if I am isolated from everybody. I only see things as I perceive it, and I feel content with this. Even when God rebukes me as a son, then I do not accept this, and our love to God will grow cold because I do not like him even correcting me or even sending anybody to me to correct me. Living a life of self-righteousness and avoiding even correction, this will eventually lead that the love of God in my heart will grow cold. Another reason is when we do not know him. Sometimes our hearts move towards love of God because of good things that we hear from the people about God. And on the other hand, when people start to like say bad things about God, we feel like we do not like him. This why happened to us, because simply we do not know him. We know some information about God. He is a subject of information and knowledge. It is not somebody whom we live with. If I do not know him, I only know about him. If only my information about God comes from what the people says about him, what I perceive from others about him, how then I can love him? You cannot love somebody whom you do not know. Even if you try to force yourself, it will never work. Another reason is loving the world. One of two things will abide in our hearts. It's either loving God or loving the world. You cannot combine both together. We live in the world, yes. We use it, yes. But it should not be the other way around. The world should not be using us, and we should not abound in loving of the world and its materials. We hear this in every single liturgy, after the deacon conclude the Catholic epistle, he says, do not love the world nor the things on the world. This doesn't mean that we should be live in a world and we are separated from it, in the meaning that we hate everybody around us. We are like, we hate the world and we should not be using it. We should separate ourselves and living our own life. No, this is not the mean. But while I am living in the world, I do not allow the world to live inside me. I use it, but it will never use me. Yes, I know that here I am a sojourn. I'm spending time until the time will come where I will go back to my home. Here will never be my home. I will never be having here an eternal one, because we know that this is not going to happen. Another reason why the love in the heart of the people grow cold when we live as complainers. How can you love somebody whom you blame that he is the reason behind your problems? Sometimes we accuse God of everything. He is responsible for the famines. He is responsible for the plagues. He is responsible for anybody who stumbled, a beast when stumbled in the field. This is God who did this. When we have a problem because of our misbehavior, because we do not know exactly what we should be doing, because we do not want to be wise as he wants us to be, we accuse him, he is responsible for my misery. How can you love somebody whom you accuse that he is behind all the troubles that happened to you? People sometimes even they accuse God, why did you create me this way? Why I am that bad? Why I am that ugly? Why you did not create me to be somebody else? How can you love somebody and you feel like he is responsible for every bad thing that happened to you? The church in its wisdom, it said for us the Thanksgiving prayers, and start by, let us give thanks to the beneficent. Beneficent means that he only does goodness. God did not create death, he created life. He created light, he did not create darkness. He did everything good. But actually, we are the ones who are responsible for changing everything and transferring good into bad, and life to death, and light to darkness. And then we live like after this, and we complain against him. Why you didn't do this? Sometimes we are even feel like we are wiser than him. He doesn't know what he is doing. If it leaves up to us, we will be telling him what he should be doing. How can we love somebody that we live complaining against and we blame him for everything? If we feel like we started to become complainers like the Israelites in the wilderness who kept on complaining, everything God is doing is not enough. Something is missing. We are not happy. We are always comparing our lives with the one in Egypt. It was much better over there. You were slaves, but we had meat and all of these good things we were eating in Egypt. How we will ever love God if we keep on complaining and not acknowledging his work in our lives? Another reason why love might grow cold is when we waste opportunities to open the door to him. He told us that he is standing on the door knocking. This means that I have to open the door. How can I experience his love towards me unless I open the door for him? How can I open the door if I shut him in prayers? I do not pray at all. I don't care even to stand before him. Even when he calls me to service, I do it with slackness and reluctance. And I feel like if I do it, it's good. If I don't do it, it doesn't matter. God is giving you a blessing to serve him. God is calling you to stand and talk to him. God is sending you a letter called the Bible in order to know his will and live as a wise person. We shut all of these doors and then we come complaining that, why I do not love God? Why God did not make me to love him? He is knocking over the door over and over. When we keep on shutting our ears, when we waste opportunities, he will turn and leave. And even if you try after this to regain his love, maybe this will be very late. You remember Esau, when he asked for repentance, he couldn't get it back again. He could not regain this warmth inside his heart because he turned him away. He wasted the opportunity. Don't live your life wasting the opportunities that God is trying to make you closer to him, and then you come complaining that, I don't feel God. I don't feel his love to me. Maybe you made him to leave your life. Another reason, or the last one that we are going to speak about today, why love might grow cold when we cling to those who are cold? What do you expect when everybody whom you know around you, all of your closer friends, they do not like God, they do not love Him, they always complain against Him? The scripture is warning us against being clinging with those people, saying, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with unbeliever? Why, our brethren, we choose to yoke ourselves with unbelievers? I do not mean that we should not be knowing the people who do not share us what we believe. I never mentioned this. And the scripture is not telling us as well this teaching. But it's difference between I know people and I cling with them. I carry yoke with them. They become my best friend or my partner for life. What do you expect when you go your life with somebody who never knew God, who never knew Him, and do you think He is going to lead you to God? Every day we hear the people around us saying about God that if He exists at all, this mess wouldn't be happening around us. What do you expect when you keep on hearing this over and over and over and over? At the end of the day, you will feel like you are closer to God, you love Him, or you will feel like maybe those people are right. Maybe God does not exist. So our brethren, my brethren, think about this, that we should not allow our love to God to grow cold. And this will happen in the last days, but we should be trying our very best to avoid this. Look at these reasons and see where of these reasons is working in your life to make your love to God to grow cold, and avoid all of them. And now we learn it, that love might grow cold because of abiding in sin, avoiding correction, not knowing Him, loving the world, living as complainers, wasting opportunities to open the door, and clinging to those who are cold. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.